Good afternoon. Welcome to Phoenix FM. This is Mike, this is 123, and I'm delighted to welcome my very special guest. Jordan is here, and it's a familiar tune behind you.
Hauntingly familiar. I remember doing this. Gosh, how old is this one? I don't remember how it starts. Oh, blimey, yeah, 8 years? 7 or 8 years old?
Wow.
And the anti-hero, I think. Is that right? You know that.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Wow.
You can't remember the name of your own.
There's so many of them. I do love this one, though. This has got a special place in my heart. Oh.
Welcome, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
Fine. Tell you what, 2 seconds. Let's just have a little bit of this. We'll just hear a bit of this.
Sure. Soothe your soul with vodka and with wine.
So there you go, that was 8 years ago. The title on that says Tall Dark Friend.
That's right.
Right, are you still Tall Dark Friend, or has that passed now?
No, I am in many respects. Tall Dark Friend is the name I've had for 10 years. Basically, from now on, anything that is a bit fringe or a bit outside is going to be Tall Dark Friend. The main singles moving forward are coming out under Jordan Gray. So this first single that's coming out is my debut, in a sense. It's kind of different.
Your debut. This is the one that you're launching everything behind. This is the one you feel confident about, and this is the one that you're going to tell me how it came about.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a song called Platinum. It's out November 25th. It's the first thing I've released since having appeared on The Voice. As I say, it's the first under my own name. It's a song about being the best possible version of yourself. It's about going platinum. It's all about the metaphor of a record and a record player as a metaphor for a relationship that is constricting and that you need to get out of. And it's everything has gone into it. I don't think blood, sweat and tears is an exaggeration in this.
Really?
It's been a difficult ride, but I'm so proud of it. And I think it represents me as an artist.
And this is a song, this is entirely you. You've written it, you wrote the theme tune, you whistled the theme tune, everything.
In this time around, it's been a wonderfully collaborative process. Music and lyrics, yes, it's my own song, but I can't take credit for the gorgeous arrangement that you'll hear. It's been a fully collaborative process all the way along.
Shall we hear that gorgeous arrangement and everything that goes with it? The beginning, the middle and the end.
Sure, it's a bit different from what you just heard, but that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's have a listen. This is Platinum.
Do you remember when our love went gold top 10, but your heart was a one-hit wonder? Now you've gone cold again. You treated me like the record inside your player scene. You scratched me off and left me skipping carelessly. You play me over and over and over, filled up the grooves in my skin. You spun me round and put your needle in. Class dismissed. Gold, silver, and platinum. You think you're the best at this table? Treat your life like a label. I was just another singer to one label. Unable to give your hits like you needed me to. Back then I pleaded with you. Shuffle, cause I've been hustling and hustling. You play me over and over and over.
platinum wrist, second and beast, rocking this dress from Dagenham East to Hollywood West. Platinum blondes, platinum rims, fighting them up with a dinner at the Ritz, sipping on champagne and eat together to whatever or whenever we infected with a platinum insanity. Platinum insanity. Skin. You spun me round and put your needle in.
Wow. First time I've actually heard that all the way through. That's
big,
I really like
it?
That. It is big. It's huge. I actually really like that.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting in front of me, but I actually really like that. And that's not normally my sort of thing, the middle bit. But
I think we will do a mix without the rap to cater for everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm quite an old man, so, you know, rap's not me, but...
It's kind of, and also that Essex accent that comes out, people ask me about that all the time. I am from Essex, I don't have an accent, but it comes out in that naturally.
You're not from Kansas then?
No.
Oh. Oh, somebody dinged. Yeah. So, you're obviously very, very proud of that. What's the next stage now? I know you're on Mr. Radio everywhere today, aren't you? You've been at another station this morning, you're another station tomorrow. This is the promotion time, isn't it?
Yeah, so that comes out November 25th. It will be available to pre-order from all good digital online download stores. We're also doing a run of LPs, which I think is quite cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it in a big glossy sleeve.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and so it's a single tour now. The new single will be out, like, sort of 2 or 3 months after this one launches. We're going for the full album with this. I'm working with the record label. They're called The Record Label, which is, I think,
okay.
A great name for a record label.
Right, okay.
And at Way Out Studios in Limehouse. And so many studios collaborated on this song.
Right? Does that automatically go on to a site like Spotify? Does it go on to that?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're on there anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, this is a full launch. It will be, yeah, you know, your iTunes and your Spotifys and your Amazons. And I don't use them personally that much, so I'll be on all of them.
I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
How much money have you made out of Spotify? Is it enough to buy a cup of tea yet?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have received money?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then...
I read that somewhere that Lady Gaga made 190 quid last year. From Spotify, and I thought, well, if she made 190 quid, what chance does that give everybody else? But
there's so many different routes and ways in. You can be like a partner with them, can't you? Same as YouTube, and there's all different manners of monetizing.
Yeah,
and it makes me sad and nauseous simultaneously having to deal with all that kind of administration. But it's the way in now. You need to be able to navigate those.
Okay. Right, let's start. Last time you were in, you played live, and this was before we knew the results of The Voice. You were in the... just coming up to the quarter-final stages, I think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so for the dear listener, just recap what happened, really, because you did so well, didn't you?
Thank you. Well, okay, so from start to finish in a bite-sized...
Yeah.
I'm the first... I was the first trans contestant on The Voice. That was a big thing. I was also the first to ever be denied a chair turn and then be asked back within the same series. So
only that could happen to you, couldn't it?
No. Oh. Nothing about my career has been A to B. It's A to Z to G to... But, So I went in. I didn't get a turn. I was asked back, and then we went through the battle, which was a really emotional rendition of Kate Bush's "This Woman's Work," which is probably my favourite.
I have to sneak that in again, or I'll play my song.
We ran through. We did. So it's Bob Dylan, Kate Bush, Deacon Blue. Quarterfinals was "Shake It Out" by Florence and the Machine, and she gave her love on that track. She signed off on that. She said it was really good. As did Kate as well. Kate said she really liked it. And then I made it through to the semi-finals with "Dancing in the Dark" by Bruce Springsteen, which was a last-minute thing, which I'm really proud of.
Because that is that's a difficult choice, it's a cracking song. I didn't realise that was his first ever hit.
Was it really?
It was, yeah. Dancing, you know, I didn't know that came up in a quiz the other day on Eggheads, I think, and I got it wrong. I thought "Dancing in the Dark" was later on, but no, it was his first single hit for Bruce. So I might play that again later.
"Hungry Heart."
No. No.
I think it was only weeks later, 1 or 2 weeks later, that he made that big stand, you know, by cancelling those tour dates because of the transgender bathroom issue at those venues, which is a weird coincidence. I got a message from Paloma Faith saying, I think Bruce might have heard your performance. I said, I think it's a coincidence.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's sweet. So how is life after The Voice?
Wonderful. It's the best thing I've ever done with my life. This single and doing The Voice are the two biggest things I've ever done. And one wouldn't exist without the other, obviously. It's great. I've done 52 national pride shows since The Voice ended, and that's not including all the little shows and bits in between. So I've done the UK now, basically, and we're going to do it again for the single tour.
So you're now getting to the stage where people maybe 5-10 years ago you were begging to can I come do a gig, you were saying that now people are coming to you and saying we want you to play at our festivals.
Yeah, it's nice that it's turned around like that. You should always put those years in. I think it's good to know what it feels like to graft, because then when you do get stuff handed to you, you appreciate it a lot more. You know, it feels better now. But then I've been playing a lot of these shows for 10 years. It's just now, you know. I get driven there instead of making my way on them.
So are you happy with everything that's going on with you at the moment? Are you in a good place?
I'm probably the happiest I've ever been, but there's always room for improvement. That's this whole single is making a stand. I want to be known as a serious artist, you know, after this. Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's play another little tune for you.
Okay.
Recognise this?
I do recognise it. It's very drum heavy.
I should hope so. Do you remember this?
You have all of my obscure B-sides.
Is this a B-side?
No, there's no such thing as B-sides when I was... It's just on a CD. You could put 300 songs on a CD.
Let's have a little bit of this. This is Tall Dark Friend, I'm Not Here.
I'm not here, I'm a long, long way away. So save your love for a sunny day now, baby. If I leave, I make the day. So don't you waste your love on me now, baby. Go find a guy with big blue eyes, the mind your spirit, how to fly. Then maybe someday we go dancing, babe. I'll find a girl who I can sing to, likes the music that I'm into, and we'll spend our days just laughing. Now, baby, says I'm not sure if I'll even make the day. So don't you waste your love on me now, baby. Fell in love with Miss Calamity Jane. Fell in love with Miss Calamity Jane. No, you won't find a guy.
That is Tall Dark Friend, and I'm not here. Well, she certainly is here this afternoon. Jordan Gray in the studio with me live, and that takes you back, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, I recorded that in a friend's kitchen in Dorset onto my keyboard. That's how old that is. That was before I even had a studio or anything.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Blimey,
do you ever listen back to your old stuff?
Oftentimes when I'm on the radio and someone springs it on. No, I don't own the CD that is on. I know it's on a hard drive somewhere, but I don't have it. I think it's just because I take so much pleasure in creating new stuff that it's everything else. I leave it for people to deliberate over, and I'll go on and do something else.
Okay. I think not last time, but before that, you'd written a book. And you did mention you were still very interested in writing. Have you done more?
Yes, yeah, so I'm on my third book now. The first one was kind of like this animal allegory, kind of like Animal Farm, but mixed with fear and loathing in Las Vegas. So it's definitely not a children's book.
Okay.
The second is a children's book. It's the first of a 5-part teen thriller series about a kid with a magical camera. And then coming up, got another novel. I'm doing two simultaneously. I'll tell you what, right? There's this thing called Westworld. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yul Brynner film. A really good film. Watched it the other day.
Okay.
So they're rebringing that out. I wrote a book that, without having ever seen Westworld, is essentially Westworld. It's the story of Westworld. So when my father said, you know, that sounds like Westworld, I thought, oh no, okay, what I'll do is I'll mention Westworld in it as a little sort of, you know, a wink. Then they bring out a remake, so it's going to look like I just saw the series Westworld and thought I'll write a book about that.
Wow. I just don't know how you find the time to do all you do.
I don't do anything else, though. That is probably the thing that I don't take breaks because I don't particularly enjoy them, and I rest when I feel like my bones are hurting, not when I feel a bit knackered, and I eat when I'm really hungry. So all the other time is just dedicated to making stuff, I think.
Okay, right. You're not going to go. You're going to stay around for a while. My next guest will be coming up very, very shortly. We're chatting to him, and then we're going to be playing Jukebox Jury, the pair of you. So, right. Last night I went to where did I go? Royal Albert Hall.